The only thing that comes to mind, or one of the few things that comes to mind, is again death, and the time when my partner Phoebe was diagnosed with cancer. And then, it's a really weird thing to have a terminal illness, or to witness someone else have a terminal illness, because between all the denial and no, it's going to be fine, and believing, hoping, faith, there is this factor of time becoming tangible. And every minute and every second that you spend together all of a sudden becomes so incredibly precious that you can really taste it or feel it. And it's at the same time, you want to forget about how precious the time is, because then if you are aware of it, you can't really enjoy spending it together. And that's sort of, I guess, one of the tragedies of life. And the other story that I had to think about is many, many years ago, when I was traveling all over Europe, I was sitting on a hill in Spain, overlooking the rolling hills down to the sea, and the sun started to go down, and all the animals in the county probably started making sounds. The dog started barking, the sheep started making their whatever sheep sounds, and the goats and the chickens, and I don't know, everybody was like, "Meow!" And I was sitting on this hill, and I was like so mesmerized by this one specific moment in time that I still remember it like 30 years later. And it's such a beauty that we wake up every morning and the day ends every day, and that there's a cycle of time and we get to do it again and again and again.